Please be your welcome. Little songs be a sign. We are here for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven. Feel our hearts with your life. We are here for you.
We're here for you.
We are here for you.
Come on.
To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You
together now.
Father of kindness. Faithful. is so good. He is so faithful to us. Let's sing this next song. It's so short. It's just a little snippet of a song. And it just says, my soul sings how much I love you. It's just a simple heart cry to the Lord, an expression of love. So if you could just sing this in the most pure way from your heart, just sing a love song to the Lord, express your worship to Him. My soul sings, my soul sings, my soul sings, how I love you, my soul.
Just saying all his promises are yes and amen. I feel feel like the Lord wants to bring us some encouragement to all of us. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. That means keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. God is building perseverance in his church. That is what is he doing this hour? Many of you have things you are asking God for. You're seeking him for, but it hasn't happened. You haven't got the answer that you've been looking for. So you're a little discouraged, and Holy Spirit says miracles are going to be breaking out in our services in 2023. We're going to be asking and we're going to be receiving. We're going to be seeking and we're going to be finding. We're going to be knocking and doors are going to fly wide open. God doesn't want you to give up, but to continue, persevere in him. He's here. Holy Ghost interventions are about to break through.
Good morning. I believe that the Lord is showing me that in 2023, we need the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn deep in our hearts. He brought back to me the candlelight service last week, and though as though I was still there, I could see it as though I was still standing, hearing Pastor Dwayne methodically explain the process of how we are to light our lights. Each person was to tilt their candle for the next person. At that time, that part stood out to me, but I didn't know why. Holy Spirit showed me that this was a type and shadow of MCC. Only we are the candle, and the lead lighter was the person of the Holy Spirit. As we lean into one another, the scripture came to me that the love of God will go from heart to heart and breast to breast. He is God, the Holy Spirit. He was sent by the Father and Jesus to lead and guide us into all truth, to comfort us, to give us a revelation of Jesus, who he is to us, for us, and through us. The Holy Spirit, as we get to know him better, he will set us on fire for Jesus. As Pastor Dwayne had us look around to see how beautiful the candles were burning in the dark, Holy Spirit wants us to see how beautiful we burn for Jesus in the dark world when we are lit up for him. We, I believe, are being admonished to get to know the person of the Holy Spirit better and to light each other with the love of Jesus and light this world for the glory of God. This year, he is calling us to be light, to light up so that the world can see us burning for Jesus. Get to know the person of the Holy Spirit in a greater way this year so MCC can burn for Jesus from heart to heart and breast to breast, that men may know that we are disciples of Christ.
So, this morning during prayer, the Holy Spirit gave me this word, and it falls right in line with the previous two. It says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you are to cross this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess it. You've gotten your calling right now to get ready, cross the Jordan, to take what God has already given us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this week, be in prayer about, God, what land do you want me to possess? What land has he already prepared for us to take as his?
So obviously there's a lot to receive there. And some of you, maybe you said, oh yeah, that really spoke to me. And then the next word, maybe you're like, wow, that really hit me. And then the next one, maybe that one touched somebody else. I think it's such a great thing that when we hear from the Holy Spirit, just like when reading scripture, some portions of scriptures are just gonna pop out to you while you're reading it. And it's such a powerful thing. And Pastor Matt's going to come up here and share something real quick. But just know, if you hear something and it doesn't directly apply to you, look out for what does pop out to you and take that from the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I just feel like we need to lean into that word a little bit, into those words that we're given. I feel like God's wanting to speak something to us as we begin a new year. This is one of those kind of reset moments in life. When we come to the beginning of a year on the calendar, we kind of think about, how do I want to restart this year? How do I want to make adjustments? And I just feel like God is wanting us to adjust right now in our schedule, and let's press in. I love that picture that Diane gave about the flame and the candles, because when she mentioned that, I just kind of thought, my first thought was, that God is calling us to bend ourselves and to bow ourselves in submission to the work of the Holy Spirit. That he doesn't bend over toward us, that we bend toward him. And so I feel like that we need to bend ourselves right now and kind of bow ourselves to the governance of the Holy Spirit in this moment, that what he's wanting to say, what he's wanting to do, and even direct in this moment, that we don't want to miss that. Amen? We want to be a church that is sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So I'm just going to ask you, let's just... take a moment. If you want to physically get on your knees, I'm going to invite you to do that. Some of you guys might not be able to do that. I know that in these seats is hard ground. If you want to come to the front where it's carpeted, feel free to do that. But I want us to take a moment and just submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that promise in Matthew 7 that we can ask and we can seek and we can knock. God, you're going to open doors to us. We're going to find you. God, we thank you that we're going to ask and we're going to receive. And so I pray right now, Holy Spirit, we just submit ourselves to you. And we ask you to speak to our hearts. We ask you to do in moments what we could not accomplish in years. We ask you to, in this moment, to do things that therapy, counseling and recovery and all these things could not accomplish in decades, that you would do things right now. We submit ourselves, Holy Spirit, to you. We ask you to speak to every heart. I pray, God, that our ears would be opened right now. I pray the ears that have been stopped up to the Holy Spirit, that right now they'd be opened to the Spirit's voice speaking to them. I pray those who have felt like they've just been treading through like water spiritually, just kind of like just can't get the emotion, can't get the forward momentum. I pray that right now, God, the waters would begin to part and they begin to have a sense of new momentum, God. New momentum in the Spirit. New momentum. In the name of Jesus, we speak that. Holy Spirit, come. I'm going to ask you to pray with me, people. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's turn this moment into a prayer meeting. Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit, we submit ourselves to you. Yes, we come to you humbly. We bow ourselves to you, Lord. God, we don't ask you to bend toward us. We say, Lord, we bend toward you. We bow our hearts before you. We submit ourselves to the governance and authority of the Holy Spirit in this place and in our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, and visit your church. Awaken our hearts, God. Awaken our hearts. I pray for every sleeping heart that has been sleeping spiritually. God, awaken us. Awaken us. Awaken us. Awaken us. God, awaken us. I pray that every bit of lethargy and even spiritual kind of laziness and complacency, God, break it off us today. Break it off in the name of Jesus. I pray for a fresh fire to begin to fill us this morning in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that beyond all expectation, God, you'd visit our lives today. Beyond our expectation, God, we submit ourselves to you. Holy Spirit, visit us. Holy Spirit, visit us. Visit us, God. Visit us. And my soul sings. My soul sings. My soul sings. How I love you.
How I love you.
It's my soul sings.
My soul sings.
My soul sings.
My soul sings.
My soul sings. God, hear our cry, Lord. We love you.
My soul sings, my soul sings, my soul sings.
This out. It's just as simple. My heart burns for you. Just that simple declaration there.
My heart, my heart.
Paul talks about the idea of singing in the Spirit and singing with understanding. So two different things, he says. There are times he says, I'm gonna sing in the Spirit, and times that I'll sing with my understanding. And for us, that would be there are times that I'll sing, like in English, I'll sing a song that maybe I know. There are times that I'll sing a song that is by the Spirit. And that can be, in this case, that can be singing in the Spirit, like in the spiritual language that maybe God's given you. And this is not maybe a typical Sunday morning moment or exercise, but many of you have been filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, all right? And some of you guys are like, what church did I go to on January 1st, 2023? But the promise of Jesus was that he was gonna send the Holy Spirit. It was the promise of the Father that when he left, he was gonna send another who would be like him, but it would be the unique presence of God for the people of God that was gonna come when he ascended. And so if you know the story, you know that in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit shows up in the upper room and all those who were there begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And if you know what happens after that, they go out in the streets and they begin to proclaim in all these different languages the gospel message of Christ to people from all different nations coming. This is a great moment, right? But that was the promise of the Father for the church, that we would have this gift of the Holy Spirit and that we would be able to speak in other tongues. And then Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14 that he would sing in his spiritual language. So I'm gonna ask you, if you're filled with the Spirit and you have a prayer language, I'm gonna ask you to begin to exercise that language in song, okay? So in melody, we're gonna begin to lift our own song to the Lord. Now, if you don't have that yet, you might just sing whatever God's bringing to your mind in the Spirit. Just saying, God, whatever you put on my spirit, I'll begin to sing that out. And so it could be just as simple as, I love you, I love you, I love you, Jesus, whatever it may be. Or it could be that you even say, God, maybe this is the moment where you want to fill me with the Holy Spirit and give me this heavenly language. And if it is, then God, I receive it right now. Amen? So I'm going to ask you across this room, we're going to begin to lift up a spiritual song like Paul tells us to in 1 Corinthians 14. Can we do that? Yeah? So right now, if you have that language, let's begin to lift it up. Right now, come on, across this room. Let's not be embarrassed, let's not be ashamed. Let's begin to sing it out. Shodrianda nakatie koreo to. Shiondrianda nakato, riondrianda nakato.
receive it. Shotia hanareya nanaka rieshonda nanaki tio koreyo so reyo nanakae. Stir up our hunger, Lord. Stir up our thirst for you. Stir up our hunger, oh God. Stir up our thirst for you. David, hunger and thirst will be filled. Lord, stir it up in our hearts. Just receive.
Come on, the presence of God is here. Let's press in. Come on. The presence of God is here. Let's press in. Let's not wait. Let's press in. Woo! Come on. God's moving. I really want to encourage you not to miss this moment. I want to implore you as a pastor, I want to just call you to this moment. When we began to pray, I felt the Holy Spirit nudge me toward praying in the Spirit, and I resisted it. I'll just be honest with you. It's Sunday morning. It's January 1st. And I had a moment where I was like, I don't want to do that. And I felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit. No, this is me. What are you talking about? And I would honestly, I'd rather have 100 people here who are seeking God with their heart, mind, soul, and strength, who are all about the kingdom of God and what God's mission is for our lives, than to have 1,000 people here who are just lukewarm and want nothing to do with God. Amen? So I want us to be willing. When the Holy Spirit is beginning to move, I want us as a church, will you come with me? Let's move with the Holy Spirit. Let's not go one and one by one. Let's go all together. Amen? And so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask that if you're hungry for God and you don't want to miss the moment, I'm going to ask you to take a moment, a movement kind of step toward God. And so it could be that you step out from where you're at and you come down to the front, or step out in the aisle, or it could just be that where you're at and you just step forward about 6 inches and you just say, God, I'm going to give you 6 inches of my space right here, and I'm going to step a little bit into what you have for me, okay? And if this is really foreign to you and really weird, then I'm just going to tell you, I just think it's God. And so I'm not going to like apologize for God. I'm just going to say, if God's moving, then what he has for you is much better than anything else you will ever experience anywhere else. And so you can get rowdy at a fight, or rowdy at a game, or rowdy in front of your TV, or rowdy when the ball's dropping on New Year's Eve, you know, whatever it may be. This is a moment for us. Let's get a little bit rowdy, a little bit crazy, because Jesus has something, I believe, for every one of us today. Amen? So the band's going to lead us a little more. If you're hungry for God, I'm going to invite you to take a step. So if you want to come to the front, let's fill the altars up. Let's fill the aisles up. Let's go after God together as a church. We had a promise earlier God gave us that God's going to move. It's going to be fresh fire this year. Why not start January 1st? Amen? Why not move into it January 1, 2023? Let's step into what God has for us today. Let's not wait. Let's not hold back. Let's not be embarrassed. Let's go all in with what God has. Amen? Let's do it. Lead us out.
Oh, can we sing this out? Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
next part. Let us experience.
Let us experience the glory of your prayer.
Come on, sing it out.
Let us be of your goodness. Let us become.
Come on, would you raise your hands with me?
Of your presence. Let us experience the glory.
Come on, keep singing that out. Let us become.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your presence.
Keep singing that out.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become.
Place your song on our tongue, Lord. Holy Spirit, help us to sing what you want us to sing. Awake our souls to your every move, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. time, Holy Spirit. We sing, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Flood this space and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by Holy presence. Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Acts 1, the book of Acts begins with Luke making this statement. He says this, in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach. All that Jesus began to do and to teach. There are times that Jesus will do something in your life and then later on will teach you what he just did. And some of you guys say this is a do moment before the teaching comes. So I might even teach next week on the Holy Spirit. So I just feel like some of you guys, this is brand new water for you you're stepping into for the first time. And so it's important that you understand what the Holy Spirit is doing right now in your lives. So maybe this morning you spoke in tongues for the first time and don't even know what that is, but maybe you had that moment. And maybe some of you guys are in this kind of atmosphere and so you're wondering how does this align with God's word and how do we kind of navigate through these things in the Spirit? So we may come back next week and do that as a church, just kind of talk through the work and power and person of the Holy Spirit that is at work right now in this moment. I do want to pray, though, for a group in the room. I plan on speaking today out of Genesis 26. I'm not going to get there, but I'm going to tell you a little bit of what it says because I think it is important in this moment right here. So in Genesis 26, it's a story about Isaac, who's the son of Abraham. And so we talked about Abraham a few weeks ago and about the covenant he made in Genesis 15 with God and how God, remember the whole thing about the animals and he walked through this blood covenant and all that great stuff. It was a great moment. But Isaac is the next generation. And so in the beginning of Acts 26, it begins by saying there was a famine in the land. So Isaac finds himself and his generation in a famine moment. Okay, so we're not living in a time right now where we are in a national famine, as in that the water's dried up and the crops are all gone. There's no food on the shelves at Walmart. We're not in that kind of season, but we are in a spiritual famine. Amen. So we find ourselves in the same way that Isaac found himself. We are in a generation right now where we have been born into a spiritual famine, and places that used to be alive in the church, the gifts of the Spirit, the move of God, revival power, calling people to salvation, repentance, holiness, all those things we've seen in previous generations. Right now, nationally, we're in a famine. And so in the story, as it goes on, it talks about how Isaac begins to dig wells in the Philistine land where he's living, right? And then he gets kind of kicked out of there. And then it says, this is what I want to focus on right here. It says that Isaac went and he redug the wells that his father Abraham had dug in his season of famine. So So he goes back to a previous generation's work and he begins to dig in those places for water. Now, some of you today, what God's doing in your life right now, he's beginning to re-dig generational wells that your parents, maybe your grandparents, maybe your great-grandparents dug decades ago in the spirit. Okay, so we're talking in spiritual terms. People that dug wells and they found water. They found the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And you're coming in a new generation and you're re-digging those same wells they found in their day, right? The same places they found water. But some of you, you are digging brand new wells for the first time. You're a new generation. You don't have generational legacy. You don't have someone that came before you and dug those wells and then taught you how to go there, taught you how to pray, taught you how to read the Bible, taught you how to pray in the Spirit, taught you how to tarry in moments like that. So you're digging wells for the first time in your generation. And you know what? When you're digging a well for the first time, it's a lot harder. It's a lot more work. And so I want us as a church to pray in this moment for those of you who you are a first generation Christian. You're a first generation seeker of God. Your parents might have gone to church on occasion. They might have been Christers, right? Christmas and Easter. And that was it. But you're the first generation. You're like, I'm going to seek God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you know what? It's hard work. You're discovering new water that nobody else dug for you. And so I'm going to ask us as a church, we're going to pray for those of you who are in that place. And so if you're a first generation seeker of Jesus, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand across this room. You're breaking new ground. You're breaking new ground. Come on, put it up real high. Okay, put yours back down now. If you have generations before you, you have Abraham before you that dug those wells before, if you're that person like me, I'm a multi-generation Christian, right? If that's you, raise your hand real quickly where you're at. All right, a lot of us. And praise God for your parents and grandparents that prayed you here, amen? Okay. Those of you who raised your hands saying you're a first generation, do it again. First generation. You're breaking ground for your family. You're breaking ground for your family tree, amen? Your tree's gonna be like a tree planted by the water and it's gonna grow and produce fruit in every season because of the ground you are breaking in your generation for your kids and your grandkids. Keep them up. If someone's got a hand up close to you, I want you to put a hand in their direction and we're gonna pray for them. That God will give them power and grace in the spirit to break ground up and find water where God wants them to find it. Father, I pray right now for every person with a hand in the air in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, they would have grace in their generation to break up fallow ground, to break up rocky ground, to break up hard ground. And I pray there would be grace so where they will find the work and power of the Holy Spirit in their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that water would spring up. That ground would break free. And there would be water in the Spirit. New life. New power. The gifts of the Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit would be in operation in their lives. There would be fresh grace, special grace on them, I pray, in their generation. And I do pray they would have a family tree that will come after them that will reap the benefit of their commitment to Christ. That what they break up in their generation, the generations coming after them, will find that same spring of living water, that same spring of the Spirit's power working in their lives because of the hard ground they are digging up in this generation. God, I thank you and I bless them with strength. I bless them, Lord, with strength, grace, power, wisdom, and a heart to seek after you until they find you. Help them to keep asking. Help them to keep seeking. Help them to keep knocking until they receive it, until they find it, until the door is wide open to all that God has preordained and destined for their lives. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, God. Amen. Give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Oh, it's been good to be in church today. Man. Oh, are you hungry? For lunch? I'm just kidding. No. You guys are like, yeah, it's about noon, actually. Yeah, it's, I'm getting hungry. No, for God, amen. Praise God. I think I will come back next week and teach on the Holy Spirit. And so I'm gonna ask you to be here next week. And so maybe this is your first time here. Welcome to church. I'm glad you guys are here. But if God is doing something, we're gonna teach on it, and hopefully God will do and teach, amen? He'll do something in our life, and he'll teach us, and maybe he'll do some more stuff in our life, amen? And we'll receive that too. And so let's come hungry. Let's come ready to receive all that God has for us next week. Mitch, are you the middle guy or the announcement guy today? Y'all wanna stay where you're at? Stay where you're at. Mitch is gonna make this so brief and amazing. It's gonna be incredible. Do we have some sound, Jeff?
We're gonna have communion today.
Is he on, Jeff?
Check, there we go. We're gonna have communion today. So I thought maybe this. Maybe if we take that moment and maybe have a seat and let's have communion as a family. So if you can just make your way back to your seat for a moment. And if you have not gotten a communion cup.
No.
Yeah, so if you have not gotten your communion cup, could you raise your hand? We'll get them. Our ushers have them. There's a couple down here. Raise them really high. You know what? I'm just gonna sit down. So y'all sit down, and relax for a minute. Y'all been standing the whole time. I just felt like this could be a really family moment for us today. I know a lot of you have your kids in here today as well. I'm just gonna encourage you as we take communion together. If your children are here with your family, to just kind of bring them into it. You know, the scripture talks to us in Matthew. It talks about Jesus was sitting with his disciples. Jesus was sitting with his spiritual family in that moment. This is in Matthew 26:26. It says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take this and eat it. This is my body. And then he took a cup, which he had given thanks, and said to them, drink from it, all of you. This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And we experienced, what we experienced today in our service is as the Holy Spirit fills us and goes with us. This is what, when Jesus left after he was crucified, rose from the dead, and then he left. He went to sit at the Father's right hand in heaven. So he is in heaven, and he sent the Holy Spirit. That is what Pastor Matt was talking about just a few minutes ago. And then also what we've experienced is that fullness of the Holy Spirit, God with us, in us. And as believers, as Christ followers, we get to live each day throughout that. But he also said this, when you come together, I want you to remember what it was that I did for you. So let's take the bread. If you could peel off that top little layer. And this wafer represents that bread. Just like Jesus was sitting at the table, I want to invite all of us to the table this morning. If you're a follower of Jesus, if you're seeking God and you want to follow him, he invites us to this table together. We've been doing that. The church has been doing that for over 2,000 years. And what a fitting day. Today, when the Holy Spirit really, in so many ways, visited us. He interrupted our lives, even interrupted our service, even interrupted our moments so that we can start this day, January 1st, 2023, together as a family. So as we participate of this bread and take of this bread, one, I just want to encourage you to seek God in this moment. Make this a spiritual moment, but also let's take this as a family. Father, we thank you for this bread, the body that was broken for us. The whole reason that we can come here today and be together is because you suffered and died on a cross for the forgiveness of our sins and rose again. And Lord, you left us with the Holy Spirit and you said to do this, take this bread in remembrance of me. And Lord, we do that now. In Jesus' name. And then he said this, It's pretty spectacular about the blood that he shed. He said he shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And I know in a room like this, on any given day, we could feel like very unforgiven people. The guilt and the shame and the things that overwhelm us when we reflect on the past year, maybe we have that place like, man, we did not do that great. Or I really stumbled, or I really don't measure up in God's eyes or in others' eyes. But Jesus shed his blood for you and for me. This is what he did for us. This is why we gather together to celebrate and to live our lives for him each and every day, for the forgiveness of our sins. And so maybe this is a moment that you're gonna do that for the first time. I wanna invite you to that table, that Jesus will forgive your sins, not because of the cup that we drink. This is a symbolization of that, but because you say, Jesus, I want to accept your forgiveness and follow me. Follow him. So let's take this cup. What a powerful day this is today. And I just want to just go over quickly a couple of things that are happening. One, I just again want to reiterate, thank you for visiting with us today. This is a very different day. Not every day we've had like this at church. So guess what? You're going to get to come back next week, and we'll all see together what it's going to be like, but it's going to be exciting, I promise you. So what we do ask, if you're visiting with us, to give us 6 or 8 weeks. Maybe you're just back in church for the first time in a long time, or maybe this is your first time here. Give us some time, spend some time with us. We also have a gift at our welcome desk. Want to invite you to take that as well. If you haven't got one of those, I'll stop by and get that. And then thirdly, I got it. In the chair in front of you, there's a Connect With Us card. Just let us know that you are here with us. Please ask you to do that. That way we can connect, maybe answer any questions about the church in that way. So you can go ahead actually and do that absolutely right now. Go ahead and take the time, take a minute to do that. And then for the rest of us, we just want to thank you for your generosity. Amazing, your generosity of 2022. Just appreciate all that. Our pastors want to say thank you for the pastor's offering. Oh my gosh, it was just over the top. And we just thank you, and we so appreciate that as well. And then as always, guess what? We get to start the new year all over again. There's 3 ways to give. You can give through our church app. You can give through mccag.org and set up recurring giving there. And then also there are envelopes in the chairs in front of you, 2 giving stations to the right and to the left. And we can do that on your way out. That would be awesome. Some great things coming up. I just want to remind you of a men's breakfast that's coming up next Saturday. So check our website for that. Ben, you're invited to that. Nick, we're going to go come take the beginning year. It's strong. A lot of things happening. You know what we want to do right now? We want to sing some more, right? Yeah. Yeah. One more? Is that all you got?
We're going to leave with a chorus, a couple choruses of Blessed Assurance, just to seal this time.
What key are we going to do that in?
We're going to do it in key of C.
C. Okay, so we're going to do that in the key of C, and I'm going to take it from there. So that's my cue off the stage, and God bless you guys.
All right, so let's just seal this time together. It's a beautiful song, and I actually chose this one thinking this is the new year, the blessed assurance. Let's do it. We actually didn't even get to it. Sorry, guys. I'll do it in the future, but let's sing this chorus together. This is my story.
This is my story. This is my song.
I'm praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior all the day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
See that again. This is my story.
Oh, and this is my story. This is my song. Praising. see my Savior all the day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my
Well, such a beautiful, beautiful time of worship. Thank you guys so much for being here today. And if there's nothing else left to add, Pastor Matt, all right, well, guys, go in peace. Have a blessed day. Get some good lunch. We will see you next week.